The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MB Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to MD Radio, episode number 59 here on a Monday, April the 19th, fresh off the 2010 Europa Pro Championships. I'm your host, Sean Ray, and I'm on the line with our Pittsburgh liaison, promoter, and contest judge, Gary Udy. Gary, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean. Getting the week started and back from Orlando, getting back at it.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm in a little bit of a pickle here. I got called in at the last minute. My sister-in-law is going through a court case that I've got to give some deposition testimony at. So I'm actually calling you from the lobby of a courthouse here with no communication to the outside world except for her cell phone because my cell phone died on me. The worst-case scenario has just happened, and, Gary, I'm glad to have you on because at some point they're going to call me back in, and you're going to have to run with the show. But until that time comes, we've got a great lineup. We've got Steve Weinberger, who was one of the judges sitting right next to you there at the Europa Pro-Am contest. And later on, we're going to have Big Tony Freeman, the X-Man, preparing for the New York Pro Championships, where he'll go head-to-head with the likes of Dennis Wolf, Jeff Long, and Big Ben Pakulski, and the newest sensation, Raleigh Winkler, coming out of Australia, or actually coming off of the Australian Pro Championships. But Gary, let's talk about what went down in Orlando as we saw Hide Tada, Japanese, the first Japanese professional bodybuilder to ever win a pro contest.
You know, it was a question of who was going to show up in shape, and Hide Tada did a great job. He showed up in phenomenal condition and made it an easy judging, actually, for the event. You know, while Marcus was in great shape, Hide Tada really hit it and made it easy on the judges, actually.
Yeah, it did. It seemed like Marcus was at his all-time best because he had never actually gotten to his best yet. But even then, the seasoned professional in Hide Tada from head to toe and the consistency at which he puts his physique on that stage is nothing short of amazing. That was his third contest already, whereas it was Marcus's first contest. He's overcome some knee problems, Achilles problems, and he gave everything he could handle. But I think from where we sat, it looked like from head to toe, Hide Tada had the nod. Marcus looked like he had some problems with his stomach in between poses at times, yeah?
You know, there were some times where he had it relaxed, but, you know, his best days are ahead, and you made a good point. I mean, Marcus, I was surprised he looked that good, considering everything he's been through with his injuries. And so Marcus is going to be a terrific pro, and his best days are ahead. He was really impressive. He was in shape. He really dialed it in real well. But like you said, Hide Tada, he's a seasoned competitor.
Yeah, and Ed and Betty Parizo were nothing short of amazing with this being the second annual Europa Pro Championships. Not to mention Big Eric Hillman, the CEO of Europa Sports, put on a great event. But probably one of the bigger surprises of the night was the Russian, Eugene Mishin, who was definitely at his all-time best. And he actually, I think, got that third-place nod on condition, correct?
Eugene was in the best shape I've ever seen him in. And to think that a guy who was standing there weighing over 275 pounds and appears like he still needs to put on some more weight is amazing.
Yeah, well, and he vanquished a few guys and some up-and-comers. I know I'm going to butcher this last name, but Michael Kiafianos out of Australia, who was fourth place there, just barely missed out on Olympia qualification, comes up just a tad short once again. Is it the structure on Michael that kind of held him at bay, or was he just holding a little too much water by comparison to Eugene?
Yeah, I think he was holding just a little bit too much water. And Eugene, like you said, was absolutely as hard as a rock. For a guy that big to be in that kind of condition, it's really rare. You know, and the other guy, Tarek, I mean,
yeah,
son of a gun, that guy, what a future he has. He learns how to dial it in.
Yeah, it seems Tarek is very close at every contest he enters under the guise of, or I should say the guidance of Chris Aceto, yet there's just always that thin layer of water that he seems to display that if it ever disappears, Tarek would be up there fighting for one of those top three Olympia qualifications, which, by the way, Eugene, the Russian, has just now qualified for his first Olympia. And, of course, Hita Tata coming off an eighth-place finish is going to be going back. And Marcus Haley's on his way back there for the second time in Las Vegas, where he's a native from. That move from Orlando out to Phoenix, Arizona, training with Dennis James definitely seemed to pay off. But let's get down to the other guys. The 202s, our first 202 contest, actually our second one of the year. Rock Shabazz won the Arizona Pro Championships, comes in and gets a second runner-up, which actually it looked like it was a unanimous decision because Eduardo Correa just dominated that lineup.
Eduardo Correa was absolutely sharp as attack. You got to wonder how he weighed 202. Actually, I'd love to know what he weighed on stage. We actually weighed him in last year at the Pittsburgh 202 Championships, and as he was standing on the scale, I was thinking, there's no shot this guy weighs 202. But certainly he was actually under 202 for that contest, and I suspect he's his way back up. Just an amazing physique. He's going to give somebody a big run at the Olympia 202s this year.
Well, the conversation was is that had he been in the open, would he be our open winner?
You know, that's difficult to say because you know how it goes, Sean. A lot of times a guy like him looks spectacular standing in that 202 lineup, and you stick him next to somebody with Marcus's density and or Yamagishi's density, and things change dramatically. So that's difficult to say.
Yeah, exactly. Hita Tata is no joke, and he's no slouch in the muscle department. He's obviously bigger than Eduardo Correa, but I don't think anyone in that show showed up with the same kind of conditioning as Eduardo. So moving down the line, we did see Rock Shabazz. He qualified for the second time this year for the 202, and these two guys are going to wind up going headstrong into New York City and have to deal with one defending champion in Kevin English. What's that going to look like?
I still can't figure out how Kevin English ever makes it down to 202 in the first place. You've ever seen him walking around in the off season? It's not like he's in lousy shape, and this is one seriously big bodybuilder. So the mystery is how he gets to 202 without losing any of that size. He's really got it figured out. So that's going to be a terrific event.
Yeah, well, I had a good chance. I had a chance actually to sit down with Eduardo Correa, who dropped from 212 pounds on Tuesday to make weight, and I guarantee he was every bit of 209, 208 by the time he hit the stage. That contest was pretty easy to judge. Another one that I actually thought was pretty easy to judge was that IFBB pro figure in Aaron Stern. I mean, it seemed like it was her and a bunch of other pretty little ladies.
Aaron Stern, I mean, there's a whole lot of folks that thought that maybe she should have been the Arnold Classic winner, as a matter of fact. I mean, she has phenomenal physique. And she has cooled down pat. I mean, no one strides across the stage the way Aaron Stern does.
Like
she has kind of hooked. She looks so comfortable up there, and that goes a long way in her presentation. So, yeah, what a great physique.
Yeah, no doubt. And all the way from Brazil, our second ever pro bikini winner, because we saw Sonia Gonzalez win the first two pro bikini shows of the year. Nathalia Melo came out of Brazil to take first place in the bikini division, of which I know you were paying attention, Gary. Was that a tough choice for you guys to make?
She made it very easy on everybody in so many ways. You know, I tell all the athletes that we have back here, they've been asking us, what do we need to look like for figure? What do we need to look like for bikini? And I direct them right to the MD website. I go to the Europa, take a look at Aaron Stern, and take a look at Natalia. That's what you should look like for bikini and figure. Those two girls have it knocked.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, this Europa thing, it seems to be catching on. I talked with Eric Hillman. He says he's getting ready for the next one, which will come up in Connecticut, July the 24th. And they're going to take the exact same model and move it over there. What's cool about this is the pros are on the stage in the afternoon. So when they hit the stage on a Friday afternoon for the prejudging, they're done by 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then they finish it up with the NPC. We got done with daylight hours there in Orlando. And some of the pros had an opportunity then to go out in the audience, sign pictures while these NPC athletes were competing, talk to the athletes, mingle with the fans, eat some food, and have an opportunity to be fans of the sport as well, where typically some of these pro competitions, the pros are the last ones to leave the building, and they get out, and there's nowhere to eat. So I think the model that the Europa has is a very nice formula, and again, it will come back to Dallas, Texas, come August the 14th, and they are actually eyeballing right now, Gary, the city of Chicago, to do the exact same thing. I'm not sure if it's going to hit the calendar in 2010, but it may definitely hit the calendar in 2011.
Well, the Parisos have set the bar high, and you know they're now in the elite level of promoters in the country. The way they do things is first class, straight across the board. The way they pick folks up at the airport, get them back, everything they do is excellent.
Right on, Gary. We're going to take our first commercial break, and we're going to come back with IFBB judge and promoter Steve Weinberger as we head on into the Pittsburgh Pro Championships and follow that up with the New York Pro. Gary, you're going to stay on the line. You're going to wrap this show up if I'm not here and they call me in. But otherwise, stick with us here on MD Radio. We got Big Steve Weinberger and then Big X-Man, Tony Freeman, coming right back at you. I'm Sean Ray, taking a break.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus. Strength. Recovery. Results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you're listening to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, you're listening to episode 58 of MD Radio live from the Riverside Courthouse where Sean Ray is on hold as an expert witness here in a, I guess you can call it a domestic situation, you know. Life goes on, Gary. It's amazing how you think you have everything handled. The next thing you know, you're calling from a courthouse lobby.
Sometimes it's important to just keep your feet moving, Sean.
Yeah, dude, 1 minute I'm over there on the Orlando at the brand new Hilton Hotel checking out the bikini and the figure and the fitness and all that stuff, and next thing you know, I'm here, you know, looking out a window at the mountains. But we are talking about, you know, the upcoming New York Pro Championships, but really quick, before we get to the New York Pro Championships, Gary, what does this mean for Hita Tata? Because I was advising Hita Tata, look, dude, you just won your first pro show. I know you wanted to do all these contests in the calendar year that, you know, very few other athletes have done. I think maybe Silvio Samuel or maybe Milo Sarcha have attempted it. Silvio had a little bit better success, but by the time the Olympia comes around, I mean, is this guy going to be out of gas? Or, I mean, is there something to be said for going into the New York Pro up against a fresh Tony Freeman, maybe a, you know, a fresh Dennis Wolf, and then you got to go all the way to Tampa and then into Europa and Dallas and wind up at the Olympia. You think he's going to run out of gas?
I don't have to tell you, Sean, the human body can only take so much. And
right.
I got to wonder where these guys think they're going with this when he's either accomplished the Olympia qualification that everybody wants. And one of the questions I have for you, Sean, is why weren't more guys at that event? I mean,
for
one thing, the Parisos have proven they put on first-rate, high-quality events. That's every reason to go there. So go there, get qualified for the Olympia. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I thought should have been in that show that weren't.
Yeah.
But now that Yamagishi has qualified, so what does he do now? Does he continue on and compete in all these shows? Or does he say, hey, it's time to shut it down and get ready for September?
Well, we had him on a week ago, and he said he's a man of his word. He's going to do all the shows. He's going to live up to his commitment, and that may be the undoing of Hita Tata by the time the Mr. Olympia Championship rolls around, where he finished, I believe it was eighth only a year ago. You know, it's admirable what he's trying to accomplish, but after you get a pro win, I mean, me professionally, with my wisdom, I probably would shut it down and try to be better than I was at last year's Mr. Olympia this year. But you're right. You're absolutely right. A lot of guys missed a golden opportunity. A local boy out there in Florida, Bill Wilmore, newest professional, Mr. USA, Mark Alvisi, both Florida residents, chose to sit this one out, which I thought might have been a mistake for them because this lineup was ripe for guys like that. Don't have to get on a plane. Don't have to go far from home. Could have qualified early. And now you're going to have these shows in Tampa and Dallas that are going to be stacked with talent.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. I think that in the year, if not this year, definitely in 11, these kind of shows are going to wind up being stacked, and they're going to be way better than ever because guys are going to say, hey, you know, that's a great place to qualify, especially doing it early in the year like this.
I even ran into Darren Charles, 9-time pro champion. He's sitting there in the audience. I couldn't figure it out.
Well, I can understand commitments. When Yamagishi has commitments, you got to fulfill those. That's the admirable and the professional thing to do. He's got to do that. But if guys have not signed contracts and they're looking ahead to competing in all these events, it just wears the body out, and it simply doesn't respond to training or eating, for that matter. It can only take so much.
Well, the one thing we do know, speaking of much, there's going to be 5 athletes that are going to qualify for the Mr. Olympia Championships come May the 8th, where Steve Weinberger will put on the Night of Champions. I believe this is his sixth or seventh year where Evan Sintipani won not a year ago. And prior to that, Kai Green, Melvin Anthony, who else has won that? Big Branch Warren has won that competition. I mean, a lot of guys have won that competition that are very, very good. This year looks to be nothing less than a great challenge for those guys. But, Gary, at the rate we're going, could we potentially see 25 or so athletes, maybe even more, qualify for the Mr. Olympia? And if so, are we making too many shows qualifications?
I don't think it's a question of making too many shows qualifications. I don't mind seeing all those guys on the Olympia stage, especially when they show up in shape, which, you know, over the course of the last couple of years, the whole landscape has changed now. Now, if you show up in shape, you can win that event. It doesn't have to be somebody who's won the last four, five, six times. If you're in shape, you got a shot to win. So I don't mind having all those guys on stage.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting observation. Whether you have 20 guys or 12 or even 30 guys qualified, at the end of the day, if the judges are doing it right and they're giving the reward to the best conditioned, balanced bodybuilder, there should be no complaints by the other guys that simply qualify to get there. Yeah, it's one thing to qualify. It's another thing to become competitive, which brings me back again to Hidetada, with him already having now three of the shows under his belt, coming up on his fourth show. By the time he gets to the Olympia, he's going to have six, maybe seven contests under his belt. Is it enough to stand up on that Olympia stage and say, I'm an Olympian, and then wind up going the way of a Dennis Wolf a year ago, 17th place after being in the top five? Is there an accomplishment in that, Gary? Do you think Hidetada's plate will be full going into this competition?
I don't know. I mean, at least from the outside looking in, I look at Hidetada as a qualified, ranked, vital pro now. I don't look at him as a guy who should be struggling to get to the Olympia stage. I look at him as a guy who should be there and trying to make his mark now. So I think he's beyond the idea of just getting to that stage. I mean, I look at him as a guy who should be going there trying to make his mark.
Yeah, I believe before we saw Silvio Samuel come out and do that so that we could all get familiar with who Silvio Samuel was, and we are, and that's why he's taking a year off this year. And he may resurface at one or two of these competitions because we have yet to hear from him or see him anywhere. But I would not be surprised, Gary, if he doesn't show up out there in Tampa, Florida, or maybe even the Europa Pro, or possibly even Connecticut. I know that our good friend George Farah, the pro maker, has made his declaration that he will be in Connecticut on July the 24th, throwing his hat into that arena. Not a whole lot of guys have gone on record as that contest is coming up for the first time, saying that they will compete in it. But I'd be remiss really quick to go back. Our pro fitness champion of this past weekend, Miriam Cates, definitely deserves her accolades as well because she actually, I believe that was her first pro victory. But why do you think it is, Gary, that these guys turn pro and then sit tight? Is it the business of bodybuilding that has them hesitant? I talked to Mark Alvisi, and initially he said he might do the Sacramento Pro, which is the last pro contest of the calendar year. And then he kind of him and Han about taking some more time off, a la Evan Sintapani.
To me, the best thing a guy can do is take time off. Our good friend Bill Wilmore was a guy who was originally from the Pittsburgh area, and Bill was a guy who competed relentlessly. And he had the mindset, I recall, as a young athlete, that so many guys have, that they need to keep their face out there in order to do well. Meanwhile, the body doesn't have a chance to grow and change. And if there's one thing the judges want to see, it's change. If you show up looking the same way every year, it's not going to work. So, and Bill's a great example of that. When he took time off, finally, and let his body respond and grow, he walked on stage with a completely different package and wound up turning pro. And that's what it takes to do that, especially on that level. I mean, too often guys don't change their physique. And they have to do that. The only way you do that is taking time off.
Right, and a lot of the people don't understand getting to the pro ranks may take competing a couple of times. I know Mark Alvisi did the USAs. He wound up doing the Nationals. And just trying to get to the pro ranks and then finally be able to breathe sometimes require a little bit of a break. But again, like Evan Sintapani, 27 years young, taking a year off at that size is probably just what the doctor ordered for him. I think he's looking at eyeballing the Arnold Classic coming back. But Gary, this past weekend we saw a lot of people in the crowd. I mean, Dexter Jackson was there, Durham Charles was there, Bill Wilmore ran into 8-time Mr. Olympia Lee Haney. He actually has now gotten to a place in his life where he's actually able to show up at some contests and break out his Lee Haney nutrition line because his son's out of college now. His son graduated the Citadel. He's now 22 and his daughter's 19. He says he's going to be a little bit more actively involved with the sport and got a chance to bring Rich Gaspari over and have a little camaraderie amongst those two guys because, man, did they wage some battles back in the day, and it's good to see them supporting these competitions as well.
I can tell you that stepping out of a role as a judge and promoter and just being a bodybuilding fan, people love seeing guys like Haney and Richie Gasperi and guys like Frank Zane and yourself, seeing you guys at the shows, people love that, man. They respond to that so well. I got an email a couple weeks ago from Boyer Cove that I think he's going to be showing up at the Masters Nationals because he got somebody in the event. So stuff like that is way cool.
Yeah, we look forward to those Masters Nationals coming up in July. We're going to take a commercial break, and on the other side of the break, the X-Man, Big Tony Freeman, hopefully will be calling in if he's not working out. Otherwise, stay with us. Gary Udick, Sean Ray here at MD Radio.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
This is Sean Ray. You're listening to MD Radio, episode number 58 with Gary Udick. And we've got Big Tony Freeman, your Pro Ironman champion, your national champion, and most recently, Sacramento IFBB Pro Champion of 2009. Big Tony Freeman, you on the line with Sean Ray and Gary Udick. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Sean? What's up, Gary? How you guys doing?
Tony, how are you?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing pretty good. I'm calling you from the courtroom lobby. You sound like you're calling me from a bathroom. Where are you calling me from, Tony? Where are you?
I'm in my bedroom. I got my son, him and his friends might get to making noise, so I'll close myself off.
Big Tony, You've got a checkered career, man. You've been around. You're one of those guys that came on hot and heavy, disappeared for 5 or 6 years, came back, and, you know, at the advanced age of 40-plus, you're still making waves. You're still very relevant. You've already competed twice this year. You're going for a number three competition in New York where you know you're going to go headstrong into the Big Bad Wolf. And I think a lot of people right now want to know, on the record, is this your competition to lose, or are you pretty much, in your mind, are you already the victor?
I'm not going to cut my AP40 hatch, but I'm definitely going to bring a similar package that I had at the Arnold with a little tighter conditioning. I think I can pull it off.
Gary, you're a judge. When you look at Tony Freeman and you're sitting there judging him, what do you think Tony needs to do in the next couple of weeks that you would like to see that he hasn't brought to the stage yet? He was third place there in Phoenix, Arizona on February the 20th at the Arnold Classic. He tightened up and dried up a little bit. A little bit more time would have served him a little bit better, which he has now. What would you like to see from Tony Freeman coming this New York pro?
You know, Tony's got the right frame, the right physique, the right density. It's what you said. He's got the dial in, that hardness, so he shows up on stage absolutely sliced and diced. That's what will take him to first place in this thing, because when he's at his best, there's not too many guys around that can touch him.
Yeah, Tony, you'll notice for this big X frame, and there's a new guy on the block, big Cedric McMillan, with muscular development. There's a lot of comparisons being made between you two. But right now, Dennis Wolf, who fell off the wagon there at the Mr. Olympia, got 17th. You know a thing or two about that. You won the Ironman, went to the Olympia, didn't get in the top 10, came back, and you served notice. And you've been a tough guy to beat ever since. What kind of advice would you have given Dennis Wolf after last year's Mr. Olympia coming into this contest? Not that it's going to apply, but what would you have told Dennis Wolf? Because you've been there before. Tony?
Yes, hello.
You're breaking up. You got speakerphone?
Yeah, this phone just died. I knew it was going to... I just charged it up, but can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Speak into the mic.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had her charging it up for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Speak into the microphone. What I was saying is, what kind of advice would you have for Dennis Wolf? You've been there before. We wind up in 17th place after placing in the top five of the Mr. Olympia Championships. What would you have told him, because you've been there before?
Well, first of all, you know, I don't know anything in this world that you can not do and get better at. You know,
right.
Dennis has only done one show a year for the last 3 years, something like that, 3-4 years. And I just think he needs a little bit more, you know, a little bit more time on the stage, so he can figure out his body and dial it in.
Well, you weren't very comfortable. We can tell, obviously, on your face at that Mr. Olympia. I don't know what went wrong, if anything at all. Were you happy with the results, considering all the circumstances going into that show, or was that something where you just woke up and you just weren't, you know, on your peak on the game day?
Well, at the Olympia, on Thursday night before the meet and greet, I bust my bursa sac on my right knee. And I never done nothing like that before, so I didn't really know how to treat it. So the EMT came in to the meet and greet and gave me some ibuprofen and put some ice bags and wrapped it up. And I thought it would go down by the next day, but the next day was even bigger. And, you know, I don't normally take ibuprofen, and it locked my digestive system up. So I had a full stomach of food on stage on Friday night because my food wouldn't process properly. And it just blurred my condition.
Yeah, Gary, we don't really get any of that type of information typically till the show was over. These guys don't have a chance to explain why they missed their peak. We knew that Phil Heath had food poisoning after the fact and wasn't at his absolute best. What kind of advice would you have for Tony Freeman going into this contest when he stands up there against some of the guys that you're all too familiar with regards to, you know, I never was a guy that asked the judges what I should do, but I would have appreciated some of that feedback had I been in a position to get it. What can you tell Tony specifically that might help him to victory?
It's funny that you said you never asked the judges what to do, because I even tell athletes that I train or athletes that we deal with at the shows, I say, don't ask the judges what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the judges don't have a clue what it will take to fix someone's physique. And it goes back to what Tony said about Dennis Wolf, learning your body. And Tony's getting closer and closer to nailing that down. I mean, every time he gets a little bit better, gets a little bit closer to get that completely razor sharp, that grainy look, He's never going to lose that size and shape. I mean, he's got the best shape in the industry with that V-taper. Somehow, I think the question I would have to Tony is, how in the world did he ever put on that kind of size and maintain that V-taper all along? It's a single thing no one else has been able to do.
Yeah, and Tony, you've been, you know, I've been one of the staunch critics saying, you know, even with all that extra size, that you should be bigger, and I guess that's probably in relation to the smaller, more stockier built bodybuilders. I mean, what are you, 6'2", 6'1"?
I'm 6'2".
Yeah, and you're walking around at 285, 290 pounds. Do you think you found the right weight for you, or when you're a little bit more in condition and a little bit lighter, are you more competitive? I mean, have you found that delicate balance yet?
Well, I thought I brought that to the Arnold. I just didn't get the look. You know, mm-hmm. when they called me out, the scoring was already over. So, and I was on the end standing in the dark. So I think if I had been compared, you know, a little more favorably, you guys would have seen what was really going on. If you look at the individual pictures, I was pretty close to my best at that show, and I was in the low 280s. So
I'm just going to put on
a little bit more, just slowly but surely. I mean, it's really hard to dial in a really tall physique, and I'm still searching, but, you know, I think I'm getting closer and closer.
Was it at that time that you made up your mind you were going to wind up in New York, or did you get home and reflect a little bit and just get refired up because you weren't satisfied with what happened in Columbus?
Well, I'm never satisfied. You know, in 07, when I took a little dip, a little fall or whatever, I was determined to compete in every show until I got it right. And
right.
I have that similar attitude now. I think I'll get it right by New York so I don't have to keep going until the Olympia. But if I falter, then you'll see me again.
Well, we know what will make you happy in New York. I know that $15,000 check and that diamond-crusted New York Pro Championship ring that Phil Heath walks around with, and Kai Green and Evan and Melvin and Branch Warren. I know you want to throw your name into that. But that would be where you'd be satisfied if you could take a break to the Olympia. But what would not make you satisfied? I mean, the second, third, or fourth make you stay on the hunt for a victory this year, or do you shut it down and you try to regroup regardless for the Olympics because you're already qualified?
Right. So far, my ideal is to shut it down and just train for the O because I really have discovered how to put on muscle at a good rate without, you know, increasing my waist size. So I'd like a few weeks of just doing that without having to diet. So I got a few appearances, you know, after the New York, and then I'll just, you know, just go back hard and heavy training and start my contest prep like 12 weeks out.
Well, Tony, we've been presented with a very unique opportunity here, having an IFBB, NPC, and a contest promoter on the phone in Gary Udit. Now would be a great opportunity on behalf of all the athletes to maybe ask some questions of a judge that might impact or influence or change your perception of what it is they're looking for, what it is that you're not happy with. I mean, you're on that Olympia stage, you're on the IFBB stage in New York. As an athlete, what would be one of your concerns? They have the athletes meetings, and so many athletes never seize the moment to ask the judges a question or the promoter a question that might make things easier for them or might change the dynamic of somebody that are getting some favoritism. What would you want to ask Gary? He's overly qualified to ask any question for that money, whether it was prize money, score sheets, or the order in which they score these things, or even the posing round that's no longer being scored. What would you ask an IFBB judge like Gary right now? And I don't assume that Gary speaks for all judges, but, you know, he's got an opinion. Any questions for him?
Well, for one, I just like some simple standards to be established for prejudging, like, you know, the mandatory poses, the line that's set up there for the judge's observation, that everyone stay behind the line while we're being scored, because as you inch forward, that changes the depth perception. So in other words, a lot of shorter guys, they'll edge forward to make themselves appear larger or taller or whatever. For whatever reason they do it, they're trying to get an advantage. If they weren't, they wouldn't do it. So I'd like some kind of standard for that to be set. For the posing round, since it's not being scored, I feel like if you're going to give away a best poser or most entertaining posing routine, that in order to make it fair for all the athletes, so everyone will have a chance to maybe possibly win, that all the mandatories must be in the posing routine. And that way, you know, because everyone can't stand on their head and do the Matrix or whatever, at least, you know, you can, there'll be some kind of standard of who hits the poses correctly, who does the transitions properly, so forth and so on.
Well, let's ask Gary one at a time. Gary, about that invisible line that all the athletes are supposed to stand
behind. Well,
the line's
not invisible. It's not invisible. It's right up.
Okay, yeah, the athletes are already foretold about these lines. I know you don't always have the mic if you're just one of the judges and you're not the head judge, but is that, have the judges become a little bit relaxed in that area, in that regard, because perception from a competitor on the stage is that they are at a disadvantage when you have some of the athletes, you know, tiptoeing on that tightrope trying to get that advantage. Is it a big deal to you guys? Because it sounds like it may be to the athletes.
Well, it's a big deal if it's a big deal to the athletes, because they got to be comfortable on stage because they're at work.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember years ago backstage at one of the Olympias, and somebody said something to you, Sean, and your comment was, "Hey, I'm working."
Yes.
So they were. So, but that, like Tony said, that's not an invisible line, especially in New York, because with Steve Stone's crew, it's a very visible line. They do it right up there. So it may be a matter of getting the expediters honed in on keeping that, holding that line tight.
Right on. We'll get to the other answers, up to the other questions that Tony Freeman has right after our final commercial break here. Coming back with the X-Men, your 2009 Sacramento Pro champion on the countdown to the New York Pro. It's in his sights. He can taste it. Come back and join Gary Udit, Tony Freeman, right after this commercial break.
Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pay.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
To be the best, you must fuel your body with only the best. That's why Thermolife is committed to developing boldly innovative formulas, purity tested against the only true standards in the industry today. In an industry full of hype and contaminated products, why take a risk? Use Thermolife, pure scientific innovation for pure mass, pure power, and purest results ever. Thermolife is redefining the purity standards in the industry today to help hardcore athletes like you achieve your best. Live Thermolife today and learn more about how Thermolife quality control standards are changing the industry at Thermolife.com. Come learn about our new patent-pending creatine nitrate in C-Ball, our industry's most innovative and powerful natural testosterone booster, T-Ball, the non-hormonal powerhouse E-Ball, and the best-tasting protein ever, Vasolate, the only protein in the world fortified with leucine nitrate. You can get information on our other products and learn about the soon-to-be-released groundbreaking Pump Ball. That's www.thermolife.com for the highest quality, most effective products ever made.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest. Fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxyl. Adipoxyl isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxyl is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxyl's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxyl. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to bpxsports.com. That's bpxsports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other. All right, Tony Freeman in the house, calling in from the ATL, along with Gary Udit. Gary's being put to the test. He's been asked a couple of questions by our IFBB pro, Tony. Tony, you wanted to know something about the posing round and the best poser award, since they have it. You made reference to how they're going to, something needs to be done in order to at least keep it entertaining. Gary, what's your take on the posing round now that it's no longer being scored? And on occasion, it is being awarded. We saw Kai Greene walk off with $10,000. Tony alluded to doing a headstand that he can't do. What do you make of the best posing, or actually, the posing round in general, from your perspective?
Well, first, I'm glad they're not judging the posing round anymore, because I think that was a waste of time forever. Here you are judging guys in posing routines. Meanwhile, you still had to. You still had to kind of put their body and what their shape was into that score somehow. So it never really changed things much. And as relative to the best poser awards, or where, truthfully, they should probably call it most entertaining poser, because there's a whole different trip between best poser and most entertaining poser. And if they're going to do that, I suspect they should just call it the most entertaining. That way, if it's a guy standing on his head or breakdancing or whatever, that's a whole different scenario than somebody who's actually doing a routine with the correct transitions and doing some of those classic shots. I think that's what best posing is all about.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Tony? I mean, sounds like if they change the terminology, a guy that does his breakdancing and standing on his head still has an unfair advantage, because there's a lot of guys that don't do that when they're pure posers. So that if they change the name to best posing award, it should be one based on the posing, correct?
Well, if you force the athletes to put the mandatories in there, then all that extra stuff is going to be limited. Now, I'm not trying to limit the athlete, but what I'm saying is, at least you have to do it. So if the person that wins does all the mandatories and stands on his head, then so be it. But at least there's some kind of standard, because usually when they judge it, they just judge Melvin and Kai. Or Melvin and used to be Darren, but they're not lately Darren. You see what I'm saying? They're just looking for two people. They're not looking
right
for anyone else.
Well, and speaking of that, from the two awards that have been presented this year, Melvin Anthony won the Best Poser Award in Arizona, Kai Greene at the Arnold Classic, respectively. Gary, let me ask you a quick question about this. Is there any room to take that award out of the hands of the judges and maybe put it into the hands of a potential sponsor? Let's just say, for example, I don't know, ABC Vitamin Company is going to put up a $1,000 Best Poser Award. Should they have some say in who wins that award, or is it too much room for bias if they have an athlete that's actually in the contest?
Yeah, well, first time you do that right away, you're going to start to look at a situation where if it happens to be one of their sponsored athletes that wins, there's going to be a problem. So, Matt, kind of like what the Parisos did. You know, they kind of made it a, they judged it by the crowd favorites.
By the crowd, yeah, and I like that. How about you?
I like that, too.
Yeah, and doing that, Marcus Haley walked off with the Best Poser Award last week. Tony, real quick before we let Gary go, were there any other concerns that you might have or any advice for the judges or maybe some athletes that, with all your years of being on the stage, that might be fruitful for some of the guys to hear?
Well, you know, in the bigger shows, you know, the shows that are top six qualifiers, I think that six people should be called out mandatorily, or five people or whatever it is. And then that way, like this year at the Arnold, I got fifth, but I wasn't compared to the other four. Ronnie Raquel, who placed ahead of me at the Olympia, even I wouldn't even mind if he had got compared with the other four. But neither one of us really did until the last minute. Judges have the reasons for doing everything. That's cool. But I'm saying, like I said, there's standards. All the other professional sports have some kind of standard. If you jump off sides, that's a penalty. If you travel, that's a penalty. You know, we have no standards whatsoever. So, and I'm not asking for major rules, but just some simple standards that's easy to follow and easy to go by. And, you know, just to make it fair for everyone, because there's a lot. Everyone does, you know, 2 hours of cardio for 12 weeks. Everyone trains hard. Everyone diets. So everyone should have a fair shot at number one.
Right. Gary, how important is it if you got six guys, your final six on the stage, you got number one on the left, and you got number six on the right, and number six doesn't get a chance to go over and stand next to number one, does it make that much of a difference, being that they're probably all of maybe 7 or 8 yards apart from each other? I mean, it sounds like, Tony, you know, if for no other reason, wants the opportunity to stand next to that guy, but maybe the judges feel that they can see clear across the stage and it's not important. Is it important to have everyone stand next to each other, or does it just make for a longer day?
I've always felt it's important to have bodies next to each other. It's the only way you can tell. I mean, so many times in some of the events, even down to the local level, to tell you the truth, bodies will be, like you said, 8 to 10 yards apart. And there's no way you can look back and forth and compare physiques. I mean, I think guys should have to stand next to each other at some point in time, even if it's only for one round of posing, because otherwise the athlete's not feeling satisfied.
Well, again, Gary Yudit, your expertise and wisdom is to be commended. That's why we have you on MD Radio. Tony Freeman, coming up in a couple of short weeks, will take the stage once again for the third time in 2010 at the New York Pro Championships, again, trying to do battle with the big boys, Dennis Wolf, Jeff Long, Big Ben Pakulski, Eric Fankhauser, and all the boys, Raleigh Winkler, will be there in New York City at Steve Weinberger's show. But prior to that, Gary, we definitely have another event taking place in Pittsburgh. That's Jim Mannion's show coming up on May the 1st, I believe it is. And we've got our work cut out for the next couple of weeks. Tony, good luck, and we look forward to seeing and hearing big things from you following the New York Pro Championship.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Thanks, Tony Freeman from Atlanta. And Gary Yudit from Pittsburgh. That wraps up another episode of MD Radio number 58. We'll be back next week as we preview the NPC calendar with Big Gary Yudit and talk about the upcoming two pro shows in the IFBB. For Sean Ray, Muscular Development, we are out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.